And so like we, like the definition I have always heard, God's unmerited favor. We can say God's unmerited favor, which we didn't do anything to earn it. Now, his mind may sound a little, I don't know, but this is what he gave me, and it just so pleased me. Now, you don't have to take it, but this is what he gave me. All right? What is grace? Now, here's what I believe the Lord gave me on grace. Grace is God's ability to do for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And that was to save you. Now listen, see, you couldn't save yourself. Now his grace is in you and on you to do everything he saved you for. I'm going to say it again, because it just kind of flew over your head. Now his grace is where? In you and on you to do everything. How many things? Everything he saved you for. He didn't save you for sin. He didn't save you to fail. He didn't save you to hit your wife upside the head. He didn't save you to spend your money like a fool. Don't you shout me down when I get to preaching good. I'm going to preach some good stuff up in here today. Hallelujah. Now watch this. And to keep you safe from everything he has saved you from. I'm going to say it again. To keep you safe from everything he saved you from. I've been saved from sin. I have been delivered from sin. I have been delivered from lying. I have been delivered from all the works of the devil. And his grace is able to keep you from it. Hello, somebody. Amen. And you go around, and some people go around saying, that's Christian. You should never say it. I can't help myself. Oh, you know, come on now. You don't receive God's grace. His ability to save you, keep you. His ability to do what? Keep you. Hello? His ability to keep you. Now, let me go on. Listen to this. See, grace is God taking you out of the control and the dominion of darkness. Did you hear what I said? God taking you out of the control and the dominion of darkness. That you can stand in the face of those things when they come again, or when you are confronted with them again. See, when you got saved, before you were saved, especially those that was up in age, you know, people got saved at different times. Hello? And especially those that were saved and you had lived a little while, you had picked up some habits. But when you got saved, your heart convicts you that what you used to do, you shouldn't do it. But those habits showed up again, didn't it? But grace is able to keep you from going back and practice those habits again. Hello? So Satan wants you to feel that you're weak. You can't help yourself. And this is some of the stuff people preach. But you got to find what the scripture says. And you got to make sure you keep yourself under the word that you are taught, you are trained, and you study and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you and show you the word, what God is saying. So listen to this statement. Sin do not have an open path. Sin do not have an open pathway to come back into your life and make you sin again. Y'all are so quiet. Nor do it have the ability to come upon you and make you sin at will. I just couldn't help myself. Grace was provided, so sin couldn't reign. When grace came in, sin reigned, stopped. Hello? And it is so important that we renew our mind and fill our hearts with the word of God. Amen. This is why you need to tell yourself on a daily basis, I'm a new creature. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're building that. Renewing your mind with that, so you think, talk, act, live, and conduct yourself. Because faith comes by how? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you need to tell yourself and see what you talk, what comes out of your mouth on a consistent basis. Your heart, your life will, you act on that. Your heart will get the revelation of it. That's how faith comes. You'll hear that. It'll be built inside of you. And so you need to tell yourself on a regular basis, I'm a new creature. And be ready to tell others you meet from time to time, I'm a new creature. You may ask me why. I'm glad you did. So when they ask you, what is that? Then you will have the opportunity to witness to them and preach the gospel. Now listen to what I'm saying. And preach the gospel to them about the love of Jesus. You know what most too many people do? Somebody come up and ask you, so well, I'm a lesbian, I'm a homosexual. What do you think about that? Here you go with your opinion. I just think you're wrong. Anybody been guilty? You know what you ought to do? So, well, let me tell you about the love of Jesus. Let me tell you what he did for you. Let me tell you how he died on the cross to free every man from every sin. He paid the way so he could help you today.
Yes, yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. Because this is what this gospel is all about. If Jesus came to this world because there was a messed up world, and the only thing going to change people in this world is the love of God, is the grace of God. It is God's grace, God's love, God's ability. Receiving Jesus. And then receiving his word and growing up in that word will change you. Hallelujah.